Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dean Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
TGIF. It is a good evening to you and how you be at 6:30 and 25 seconds to go right along with it on a TGIF right here on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, you and the production manager, best boy key grip, Peter Hoffman, Molly Rosenberg, assistant director, those two on the other side of the glass, and 1-8, and Sus as well, 1-877-337-6666. It'll be a marathon 45-minute schmooze right up until the Nets pregame, 7:15. Right here on your fan, New York City.
Listen, can you hear it? The Song of Philadelphia.
If Bryce Harper were to be a part of our lineup, he's sky's the limit for him. Really no ceiling. We saw what he could do in 2015.
Did not strike three. And Bryce Harper and the Nationals have lost.
Then victory. A victory as new as it is old. In Philadelphia, where old and new live side by side.
You know, of course, we're all excited, and everyone here is going to be overly excited. Yeah, looking forward to just him just tagging along with us.
Josh Edgen gets Bryce Harper to bounce into a 1-2-3 double play.
You dine leisurely at one of Philadelphia's fine old restaurants, or lunch at Philadelphia's innovation for the hurrier, an automat.
We just get Bryce, and he's been the best at his position for years, too.
Into the corner goes Harper with a running one-hand attempt. It's off his glove. Can't get the ball.
They seem to step into today's exciting rhythms, emanating from the teenager's favorite TV program, American Bandstand.
Definitely going to make this team that much better.
Fastball, swing and a miss. Bryce strikes out and now gets thrown out of the game.
In springtime, baseball in Connie Mack Stadium.
It's going to be exciting for all of us, everywhere we go.
Harper's going to try for third, to throw the tag, and he's out at third.
Day and night, the city is alive, growing, changing.
We're really glad to welcome in to our clubhouse. I think all of Philadelphia is really happy right now.
The 3-2 to Harper. Swing and a miss, strike three, and the Cubs win it. The Cubs are in the league championship series.
Vibrant, alive, you can hear it. In a day, a week, or a month.
Well, I think there's no doubt that he was going to break a record one of two ways, either with the average annual value or the overall deal, and that record was Giancarlo Stanton at $325 million.
Well, certainly we would absolutely love to see life imitate that piece of radio art just heard. Right now, as we speak, Bryce Harper moves into the number two position as the most famous athlete ever to call the city a brotherly love home. Now, Bryce is right behind Rocky. Bryce, we understand, has sold, since the announcing, 100,000 tickets. And yes, Rocky's still number one. Bryce, even though he hasn't played a single inning, is right there at number two, with Bobby Wine, number three among all-time great Philadelphia athletes, and number four, Pancho Herrera. If you think Dr. J or Mike Schmidt is on the list, forget about it. Well, as we all reacted from yesterday and responded yesterday to the years and the money, and of course his average annual value. And by the way, why do people say that now? Why can't they just say $30 million a year or $30 million total the first year with $26 million? What is with the average annual value? We're getting fancy. Well, with all that took place yesterday, with all the excitement, with all the headlines, with all of the big news that was made yesterday by the Phillies, well, guess what happened today? The New York Metropolitans, not to be left out of any major offseason moves, the New York Metropolitans answered with a move of their own today, a move that makes us all misremember what we can't forget. And you remember, I remember, we all remember what Brody Van Vanwagenen told us after he brought back the 36-year-old second baseman to New York, coming along with his surrogate son, Diaz, the closer. The New York Metropolitans, we remember, don't we? And it rings true more so now than ever before, doesn't it? The New York Metropolitans are the team to beat. Yes, the Metropolitans had an answer to Machado's signing in San Diego and an answer to the move made yesterday by the Liberty Bells. Hope you're sitting down to hear this one. Hope you're sitting down, especially if you're driving. Drum roll, please. We spare nothing when it comes to production, and don't you ever forget that. The New York Metropolitans today signed a former Metropolitan, somebody that you don't have to put the former in front of anymore. So let's hear it for Carlos Gomez. Ladies and gentlemen, I could hear the applause now. He was signed to a minor league deal. Who forgets Carlos? Certainly you remember. Flores, when he thought he and Wheeler were being traded for Gomez, you saw with Flores at shortstop. He was crying the crocodile tears at short. But that trade fell through, didn't it? And now Metropolitan fans are the ones with the tears after hearing this news. And we can see it now. Raja Davis in left, Carlos in center, Gregor Blanco in right. At third, there's J.D. Davis. Look out. With, of course, Echeverria at short, Dominic Smith at first base. Mesoraco, he has been brought back, thank goodness. Mesoraco behind the plate, Jason Vargas on the mound. Tickets on sale now. Now, to be fair, those are your backups or part-timers or platoon players as the Metropolitans fortify their minor leagues with major leaguers now worthy of minor league contracts who will no doubt see time with the varsity because of the injury factor. Of course, at this time, the status remains quo with two Metropolitan day-to-dayers. Or is it week-to-week, or is it month-to-month, or is it year-to-year? You are hoping, maybe not with Frazier already, because listen, you'd rather see McNeil at third, let's be honest. But some, especially those family members and growing up friends in Toms River, they're hoping to see Frazier and Lowry. Remember him? They would love to see. Some Metropolitan fans want to see them, Frazier and Lowry, make it to opening day. Or would you rather see McNeil at third, as we alluded to, or Alonso make it for opening day? I'm guessing that there are many more Metropolitan fans who would rather see McNeil over there at third, and Alonso better be on that opening day roster, opening day lineup. But today we celebrate the answer to free agency, another minor league contract. Hey, Carlos Gomez today. I have a question. Why not, I know what you're going to say, I'm silly. Why not Adam Jones? Why not him? I'm just asking, don't yell at me. Why am I even asking that question? Why not Gio Gonzalez or a bid made for Dallas Keuchel? Why even ask? Because we all know the answer. The Metropolitans have a budget, and they're not going to exceed that budget, are they? No, they're not. All right, the following is true or false. Icelander fans last night were so emotional. Not a dry eye in the house. The chants were, wish you were back here. We miss you. We love you. We'll need you in the playoffs. And the answer is, drum roll, please. Yes, we spare no expense for the production. The answer is, of course, false as the two faces Tavares wears. The Knickerbockers, by the way, still perfecting the art of tanking, got it right last night after two consecutive wins. They had a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter before turning on the tank factor. To lose going away. All right, let's congratulate. I mean, did you think in your lifetime we'd ever get to the point where we would have excitement and glee and joy and celebrate another Knickerbocker loss? Listen, but Fizzledale has them pointed now back in the right direction, which is south, and they blew against the Cleveland Cavaliers yet. So, nonetheless, the Knickerbocker's back on the right track. We'll take a break. We'll get to your telephone calls. And if you want to combine the combine with free agency and the draft, by all means necessary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.